When I say individualized education, what comes to your mind? I'd be interested to hear. So go ahead and call in when you're done listening to this quick episode here. My name is Melissa Dregemiller with Rolling Prairie Readers, and I wanted to stop in and share a little bit with you about my thoughts about the importance of individualized education for our children, both as a teacher and as a mom. One of the things that has really broken my heart over the last 10 years or so of my teaching career is seeing the direction that education is going. And I know things tend to swing on a pendulum back and forth, but it seems like there's a lot of emphasis right now on standards, on standardized testing. And we are losing some of the individuality that comes with being human, that comes with being a real human person. And for our kids, sometimes I feel like we're losing, we're erasing, we're overlooking some of their individuality, some of the things that make our children special and unique. And I think that our job, either as educators or as parents, is to do our best to try and preserve their individuality as much as possible. And I know that's not always 100% possible in a classroom setting where teachers who are very hardworking and who I respect immensely, I know have a lot on their plate to try and get through the curriculum, to try and meet the standards, to try and make sure that all of their students are ready for the standardized test. I understand the pressure so much. But I hope as parents, maybe we can create a learning environment at home that is fun, that is open-ended, that is hands-on, it is curiosity-driven. These are things that I'm so passionate about, and as much as possible in a classroom setting to allow our children to be themselves. I can think of a couple of examples from my own education time in the classroom as a teacher. I had one student who was a first grader. He was a young boy, a late July birthday. And if you're a teacher or a mom with a boy, you know what that late July birthday can mean. He was so smart, still is, just graduated from high school. And this was a child who had a lot of energy. And so he'd say to me, Miss Cerny, that was my maiden name, Miss Cerny, he'd say, "Is it okay if I don't sit down in my chair? I'd rather stand up to do this work." Sure, I have no objections to that. If he's going to focus more, if he's going to do better work standing up, it doesn't matter to me if he wants to stand up. I had another little boy in my class a few years before that. He was a third grader, and now looking back at it, it's probably clear that he had some sensory issues or was overwhelmed in the classroom. He did not like the fluorescent lights that were in our classroom, and he preferred the dimness of working under a table. Might have looked a little strange if you walked into my classroom and saw one of my students sitting under a table doing his work, but it diffused the fluorescent lighting enough for him that he was able to concentrate and do his best work. And if that's what made him comfortable, again, who am I to say don't do that? And so I think as many ways as we can in those types of situations as educators to allow our children the modifications that they need to do their best work. And again, as parents, what we can do at home to really encourage our children to follow their passions, to engage their interests, to take the library and look up library books about whatever questions they have today. Those are all things that we can do to support our children and their individualized education. So I would love to hear your thoughts. Go ahead and call in and let me know what you think. Thanks again for listening. My name is Melissa Dragemiller with Rolling Prairie Readers. You can find me online at Facebook at Rolling Prairie Readers or on my blog at rollingprairiereaders.com.